Shalom Aleichem. We are continuing with the halachas of the month of Nisan. Emir Tashem, tomorrow we will get into the actual halachas of Pesach itself. When it comes to the month of Nisan, another area of halacha to discuss is the Birkas Ailanos, which is the bracha that is said when somebody sees a tree, a fruit tree blossoming. There's a special bracha to say. So we'll, Emir Tashem, look at some of the halachas in that regard. We're going to start off with the Shulchan Aruch and Orach Chaim, Siman Resh Chaf Vav, Sif Aleph, Hayot, Nisan. Somebody goes out during the days of Nisan and he sees a tree, he's talking about a fruit tree, that is blossoming. Blossoming means having buds on the tree. There is a bracha to say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, etc., Shalachisar Be'olam HaKlum, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has not left the world deficient of anything. Everything is here. Bara Barbrias Tovas, he has created beautiful animals, beautiful trees, etc., etc., for our Hana. Beautiful bracha to say when we see the fruits, we're not seeing the fruits themselves, but the initiation of the fruits, we're seeing the buds that will initially grow in, which eventually grow into fruit. So we have a number of halachas in this regard. First one is, how about if you just see it at night, not in the daytime? Can you see the bracha, Birkas Eilanos, at night? So the answer is yes, we can say it at night. This is brought by the Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer, in the name of the Tshuvas Yain Hatov, that you can say the bracha, be it in the daytime, be it in the nighttime. Next question is, how about on Shabbos? Can the bracha be said on Shabbos or only on a weekday? So in this regard, we have three different opinions. Opinion number one is that lechatchila, the bracha, Birkas Ilana, should not be said on Shabbos. And two different rationales are brought for this. The first one is that we are concerned that somebody may come to violate the prohibition when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos of Talisha, of Tolesh, picking something from a tree. And similarly, it's a related halacha that we're going to learn from, just like it's prohibited to smell something that is attached to the tree, the HGH peros. If you have a tree that has peros on it, fruits on it, we shouldn't smell those fruits because there's a concern on Shabbos, it's talking about. There's a concern, Shema Yala V'yitlosh Pi, there's a concern we may go up that tree, pull off fruits, so we're concerned. So keep a distance from that tree, because don't smell it. Don't smell it on Shabbos, because you may come and violate the prohibition of Tolesh. Similarly, when it comes to our halacha, if you're going to say the bracha on the buds, there's a concern maybe you're going to come and violate the prohibition of Tolesh. It's going to be attractive to you, and that's going to be, we're getting too close, it's too dangerous. That's one approach to why it would be preferred nechatchila to not say the bracha on Shabbos. Another is al pi kabbalah, second rationale, because of the prohibition of borer. Now, this is not going to be literal. Borer is the prohibition of kicking. When you take psolas from ochel, something that you don't want, from something that you want. It's a very detailed area in halacha. It's one of the prohibitions on Shabbos as well, included in one of the Lamentes Malachos. Shal yidei habracha. Now, when we say a bracha, you're doing something similar on a Kabbalistic level. On a conceptual level, we are separating the nitzotzos hakadusha, the sparks of Kedusha, from the plant, Minatzomeach. So it's a similar concept of separating something good from something less good. So that is why we would not do a second reason why lechatchila we should not say the bracha Birkas Ilanos on Shabbos. The second opinion when it comes to saying the Birkas Ilanos on Shabbos is that there are those that were not concerned at all about these reasons, and lechatchila you can say it on Shabbos, say it on Shabbos, say it on Chol. It's all the same, no problem for Shabbos. They're both lechatchila. That's opinion number two. And number three is that there's actually a preference for saying the Birkas Ha'ilanos on Shabbos. The Aderet himself was makbid to say Birkas Ha'ilanos on Shabbos. Why? In order to be sure to fulfill the Mea Brachos. Mea Brachos every day, we're supposed to be saying 100 Brachos. It's much more difficult on Shabbos to fulfill the quota because we don't have the longer Shemoneh Esrei. So accordingly, the Aderet would specifically say Birkas Ha'ilanos on Shabbos. It would help them get to the quota of 100 Brachos. And that's, in fact, what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach also did. He would say the Birkas Ha'ilanos specifically on Shabbos. So in the end of the day, when it comes to the question, can we say the Birkas Ha'ilanos on Shabbos? Three different opinions. Opinion number one was Lechatchila, don't say it on Shabbos. Opinion number two is you can say it on Shabbos. Lechatchila, just like the weekday is Lechatchila, it's all equal. And opinion number three gives a preference to saying the bracha on Shabbos. Next issue that we have to deal with is, do you have to see one tree that is blossoming? Does it have to be more trees? So, Mevarachin, I'm reading now from Rabbi Fuchs's, Rav Yitzhak Yaakov Fuchs's publication on Pesach, Mevarachin lechatchila kishiroin shnei ilanas ma'achal yachad. Ideally is when we see two fruit trees that have buds on it, that are blossoming, that is when we should say the bracha. That's lechatchila, to say, see, have two trees. Now, it's interesting to note, it doesn't have to be that they are two different types of fruits. It doesn't have to be that I see a pomegranate, buds, and also orange, or orange and limes. It can be two orange trees. So even the same mean, that's what the Kaf HaChaim says, based on the Gemara and Brachos Mem Gimel, somebody who sees Ilan, or somebody who sees trees, then it would be acceptable. That's also brought in the Tzitz Eliezer and elsewhere as well. So as long as you see two trees, then it is lechatchila. It doesn't matter if they're the same type of tree. However, mi'ikar adin, it is sufficient to see even just one fruit tree that has blossoms on it. That would be sufficient to say the bracha. Lechatchila, we should not be using a tree that is during its orla years, which is the first 3 years of the fruit tree from when it is planted until then. So, but there's a halachic way of computing it. It's not actually full 3 years necessarily. But in any case, be that as it may, that's a lechatchila. It shouldn't be a tree that is in its orla years. That would be very atypical in any case, because typically fruit trees don't have fruits. They don't bud within the first 3 years. So that's probably not that lemasa. Or also a tree that is morkav, that is grafted lechatchila. We should avoid saying the virkas ilanas on a grafted tree. For habracha, what do you have to see? So it should be that when you see the blossoming, you should actually see, based on the pasuk, hanitzanim niru ba'aretz, that you actually see the buds. It shouldn't be that it's still totally closed and just looks like a little thing there. It should be that it's open, that you can see the actual blossoming, the actual buds should be there. And interesting to note, in Bava, they actually called the month of Nisan, Nitzan, with a tzadi, Nitzan, based on hanitzanim niru ba'aretz, that the buds have been seen. So Nitzan, because this is the month that we have the Birkas Ilanos, is not only exclusively in this month in any case, but this is when it's typically done. HaNitzanim Niruvaru Ba'aretz. So the month of Nisan with the Samech was called Nitzan with the Tzadi because of the blossoming. That's when we say the Birkas Ilanos, but truth be told, that's not used. It was established that we say Nisan with the Samech because of the Nisim, because of the miracles that were done to Klal Yisrael during the month of Nisan, in particular during Pesach. Now, this is a mitzvah. Birkas Ilanos is both for men, women, boys, girls, etc. Everyone would say the Birkas Ilanos. And just one interesting halacha at the end of the day, if we have a child who's going to have his bar mitzvah, a boy, that is going to have his bar mitzvah during the month of Nisan, so we have an interesting question. Should he say it before the bar mitzvah? Because on the one hand, Zrizim Mamtim in the mitzvahs, don't wait for the bar mitzvah. Or should he wait for the bar mitzvah and thereafterward, from the bar mitzvah and thereafterward, that's when he really has a chiyuv to do mitzvahs. It's beforehand, it's simply midin chinuch, education. The parents have to educate, the father has to educate the child. So should he say it immediately, Zizim Akdim Ila Mitzvahs, or should he wait until he has a chiyuv? And Rav Chaim Kanievsky answers as follows: don't wait, because Zizim Akdim Ila Mitzvahs, we want to do a mitzvah as quickly as possible. So he says, this boy is going to have his bar mitzvah during the month of Nisan, don't wait, say it as soon as possible. Same with all of us. Zizim Akdim Ila Mitzvahs applies to doing all mitzvahs. When we have a mitzvah to do, do it as quickly as possible with alacrity and simcha. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.